The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
7:34 here on Veterans Day, and it's time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys this morning, and how was your weekend?
Good.
We had a great weekend. How about you? Do you have another busy weekend?
Of course. It's in Wichita, of course, so there's lots to do. Started off the weekend at the Child Advocacy Center fundraiser, where I learned that more than 2,000 children were served last year, and a large majority were little girls. 79% were victims of sexual abuse and 15% physical abuse. And then on Saturday, had the opportunity to celebrate our veterans with the American Legion breakfast and met some young Marines there who were so outstanding. These young people were between the ages of 8 years old and above, but they were young adults. They told me that what they learned is self-discipline and that everything that they have, they earn, and that they don't sit still. So they were serving coffee and orange juice to the guests there. After that, I went over to Councilmember Glasscock's district, where he held a Veterans Town Hall at Oxford Vista, and then attended the Veterans Day Parade, walked in that, and then had the opportunity to address the community alongside Senator Marshall, who came down for the parade, and then ended the night at Cuffs versus Axis, the charity boxing event that benefits police and fire foundations, as well as FIA Boxing, which is a group that helps at-risk youth. And then on Sunday, last night, I had the great opportunity to watch this movie, and I really encourage people to do this. It's called The Sound of Hope, the Possum Trot story of a church community that adopted the most difficult kiddos in the foster care system in Texas. And here in Wichita, there's a movement right now, and the website is called careforeveryfamily.com that is trying to help reduce the number of kiddos getting into the foster care system, because right now there are more than 1,300 local children in state custody. And if you know about statistics in the U.S., 50% of homeless and 60% of child sex trafficking victims have spent time in the foster care system in America. So this is a problem that we all together can help. And Possum Trot was a reminder that the faith community can really do that and help with that role.
All right. Busy weekend.
Yes.
Wow. Another one for you. Hey, we've got a, we don't have a meeting, city council meeting tomorrow, I don't think, but there is one on the 19th. And I believe you're going to be talking about parking plan options. I have five of them now, I guess.
Yes, correct. So tomorrow there will not be a city council meeting. That is because a majority of the council will be attending the National League of Cities conference in Florida. And so because most of the council will be gone, we won't have a meeting this week. But the agenda for November 19th is already online. This is something that's new. This is something that I asked the city manager to do, to have a preview agenda 2 weeks in advance so that we can be working more efficiently and also have greater transparency with community to see what's ahead 2 weeks in advance so you can plan. And so on November 19th at 6 p.m., we will have our fourth and final evening meeting of the year. And that is going to be, again, at 6 o'clock at City Hall. And the main topic will be downtown parking. And the five plans that are presented to us so far, they have been presented to community at two different events. And three options have some sort of paid parking that is new. Option D is a status quo option if we don't do anything. And then option E is a hybrid where only paid parking would be in the downtown area that is more managed, whereas Delano and Old Town would not have that parking management. So what I want to hear from community is, do you think the management system is working or not? So the management system is Can you find a parking spot when you need it in front of a business? Or do you already have to walk a distance? Tell us what you think about the parking management as it currently is. Does it need to be improved?
All right.
Maybe it's a good thing you don't have a meeting this week after you had that. Didn't you have a 10-hour meeting last week?
We sure did. We had a 9 a.m. to 7:04 p.m. meeting on election day. So thank goodness for early voting. We all had the opportunity to vote before we got to city council. But it was a very long meeting because there were 14 different items that we had to talk about, again, because there's no council meeting this week. And so it was a very lengthy meeting, unfortunately. But we also allocated a lot of the remaining federal dollars. As you know, COVID-19, there were lots of federal grants that were handed down to cities, and about $72 million was given to the city of Wichita to help with COVID relief. And about 22 was still remaining to be allocated. So we talked about those allocations at the last meeting, including a new initiative for healthy food corners, as well as the violence interrupters or cure violence program. And then aside from those, we talked about what you said earlier, which are downtown bathrooms. Right now, there is a contract that got passed, voted down by three members, Councilmember Glasscock, Councilmember J.D. Johnston, and myself voted that down. But everybody else voted for these two downtown bathrooms and one hydration station for a total of $531,878.
I have a question about the weather's been so pretty lately, but it's going to start turning cold pretty quick. Where are we on the Mac homeless shelter right now? Is everything going smoothly there?
Yes. That was another thing that we talked about at the last meeting. Humankind Ministries has now been granted the opportunity to manage the emergency winter shelter, which will open up on November 28th. So once November 28th hits, there will be an emergency winter shelter that will be open 24/7, and it will not close. But the contract with Humankind ends on March 31st. But beyond that, the Multi-Agency Center, or MAC, will take over. So we will, in Wichita, have a 24/7 shelter starting November 28th.
And that's at the former Park Elementary School on what, North Market?
Is it Main?
Main? Okay. One of those M streets, right, Ted? Okay. All
so
right.
Main Street and 9th.
There you go.
So Main Street and 9th has a lot of different resources. As you know, Breakthrough Club is there. And about three blocks away is Humankind Ministries. And just a few more blocks away, you have the hospital. So we have lots of resources within a walking distance of the multi-agency center. But the idea of a multi-agency center is that these resources will be housed in one location. At least a representative of those organizations can connect with these individuals to help them, uplift them to the next level of housing, which I believe is transitional housing. Then you move an individual over to some sort of subsidized housing, and then hopefully someday they can get into independent housing. That is the goal. The goal is to really uplift individuals and empower them to change their lives.
All right, there. Hey, thanks for being with us, and I guess we'll check with you again next Monday morning.
That's right. We'll see you next Monday.
All right.
Thank you.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, Mondays with the Mayor, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Bombardier is hosting a safety seminar this week. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.